This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Official list of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. That's what you're going to get in the next hour. Conversation about the list and other things going on in the world of news talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen with my colleague and friend Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to go through the charts for the week of July 11th to the 15th. As usual, his crew is on the job and at the ready to give us the background stories, the things that are on these lists, and related conversations about the things on the list. Michael, you can give us the best.
Okay. Here we go. And it is quite a... can you hear me? Just making sure we're connected.
Okay, real good.
All right, we have at number 10, the James Webb Space Telescope. Very interesting. Number 9, surprise story that broke at the end of the week. Ivana Trump has died. 73 years old, heart failure. At number 8, a tie between immigration, race relations, and abortion rights. Crime and guns at number 7. Big tech, Elon Musk, and censorship at number 6. At number 5, we have COVID-19. That BA5 Omicron offshoot variant is causing a lot of trouble. At number 4, Russia-Ukraine war tied with foreign affairs in general. Sri Lanka's got some turmoil going on there. And Biden is in the Middle East. He just visited Israel. He's going to be with the Palestinians and then on to Saudi Arabia. At number 3, the January 6th committee hearings. That's a bundle of surprises and nonstop excitement. Number 2, the economy. Number 1, partisan politics and elections, primaries, midterms, presidential. I mean, it's always election season in America these days. On the People Survey at number 10, Ivana Trump. Vladimir Putin and Brittany Griner at number 9. Jill Biden at 8. Elon Musk at 7. Number 6, Pat Cipollone. Number 5, Liz Cheney. Kamala Harris is at 4. And number 3, Ron DeSantis and Gavin Newsom. They're still having their feud. And one of the great feuders of all time, of course, is Donald Trump. He's at number 2. And Joe Biden is at number 1. And another power-packed week of interest and intrigue.
Number 7 on the People list, Pat Cipollone. When we go through some of the things of late, we found names on the lists that we've never heard before. They're getting the kind of, 15 minutes of fame. This guy is someone that was an attorney in the White House, and he's involved in the rhubarb of January 6th, but you know, he's in the spotlight. Who gets in the spotlight next week? Who's there?
Well, he's the White House he was the White House counsel. That's the White House lawyer, who's not really the lawyer of the president. He's a lawyer who's in the White House to keep the president in line so that the president knows what's legal and what's not legal. When you wield that enormous amount of power, it's very easy to overstep your boundaries. Of course, Trump didn't seem to worry about that.
Worry about that too much?
and he's gotten away with it, which is, he's gotten away with things that no other president would have gotten away
with. Why? Why has he gotten away with? Why do you think, why do we, you know, these people that are so offended when anybody takes a shot at Trump or he can do no wrong, I'm so tired of listening to those people. It's like it's a religion. Trumpism has become a religion. And people say to me, well, you're on a lot of right-wing stations. Isn't it dangerous to say that? Not if we have freedom of speech. If we don't have freedom of speech, maybe it isn't good.
It's not dangerous to say it as much as it was a year ago or 2 years ago or 3 years ago, because within the conservative movement, within the Republican Party and the adjacent conservative movement, there's increasing pressure to get Trump out of the picture. conservatives and Republicans are increasingly disgusted with Trump. Not everybody. It's still controversial. He still wields power. He's still probably the biggest name and voice and power in the Republican Party, but not as much as he was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 2 years ago, if you said something against Trump within conservative circles, you were, you know, you're dead meat.
Right.
It's not the case anymore.
Or on the radio, too.
Yeah. But well, with that, as I said, within conservative circles,
yeah.
Which includes, to a large extent, radio. The question you ask, though, is how has he gotten away with it? Then you answered it. He's gotten away with it because he has such a strong political base. If he didn't have...
So then let's dig deeper into that. Why does he have such a strong political base?
That's a very good question.
What is going on in America that a guy like that, who is rude, crude, insolent, angry... He had a lot of stuff that is, if we could erase that from the realities of, but you can't. I mean, he did a lot of great things in his presidency, I thought. He did a lot of very constructive things and fixed some stuff. But that personality and always just on the edge of pushing everybody to the limit, it's not a comfortable place to be. It's not where, you know, where we ought to be. You don't get anything done when you're on edge like that all the time.
Oh, and
there's
also,
always something wrong.
I mean, the real issue is, did he try to mount an illegal coup?
Yeah.
I mean, did he?
Yeah.
If that's the case, I mean, that's insane. That's never happened.
And does he even really? Well, maybe he's the definition or the picture person for insanity. Maybe I'm guessing he didn't really even. I'm guessing that he woke up in the morning and he didn't say, "Okay, I'm going to overthrow the government. I'm going to fix." I don't think he thought of it that way. I think he just goes and bullies his way from one thing to the next to the next to the next. And I'm betting that even the day of or the day before, he really, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt here, he really didn't, when he said, you're fine Americans, you know, he wasn't really telling them to go, I hope that, I don't know, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, maybe I shouldn't, but I don't think he's that big a thinker, frankly. I don't think he thinks ahead at all. I think he just reacts. He's not an actor. He's a reactor.
Well, whether that's true or not, there's growing evidence to indicate that he knew what he was doing all along.
Absolutely. I think that's true.
Part of his plan to have
yeah.
a coup and to have it.
So what do you do with him? He says if he's still popular, so do we risk having more violence? Because if this guy, if he goes to trial, I mean, he's not, nothing is, you used to talk about Reagan as Teflon. Nobody's been Teflon like Trump has been Teflon. Nothing sticks. So is this going to stick? He's, you know, I'm at a loss for words. He was supposedly, according to people in the inner circle that I heard about this week, he was ready to announce yesterday or the day before, but didn't because Ivana died. Otherwise, he was ready. I'm going to run again. And in the face of all of this hoopla and all the investigation, he's actually thinking of announcing the next run for president?
Well, I mean, this has been part of his plan all along,
mm-hmm.
is to regain the White House. Isn't that obvious?
Yeah, it is obvious. It's also
and here's the irony. Here's the irony of it all. Both he and Biden are so unpopular among general Americans that it's not like one's popular and the other isn't. That it is now being said that the only person that Biden could beat is Trump.
isn't it sick? Where are the people that can run the country?
Well, we have a complicated situation to work out. No question about it. No question.
It really is. All right, 15 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen here to talk to you for a moment about Term Provider. Term Provider, the easy way to buy life insurance. You can protect your family, get peace of mind, no matter what your malady. At Term Provider, they will take care of getting you the best you can get. They're going to go around to all the insurance carriers. You don't have to do it because that's what they get paid to do. No matter what your problem is, you'll be able to get a policy. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped a lot of people just like you. No matter if you have diabetes, maybe you have other malady, whatever the malady is, call them and get the results that you're looking for. 800-230-2777. The scale should be tipped in your favor. You want $1 million in term life coverage, less than $200 a month? Then call them right now at Term Provider. 800-230-2777. Time for a visit from the star of the show. It's, remember, you probably don't remember this, Elizabeth, there was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be? Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
18 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're talking about the charts from this past week. The I tied number 8 and number 9 together because there was a story, at least one floating around this week, Michael, about an immigrant, an illegal immigrant, who impregnated a girl, a 10-year-old girl in Ohio, and the business of her having to go to Indiana. And still, I don't even know, I'm not sure about the conclusion of the story, whether she was able to get the abortion there or not. But imagine in 2022 a situation where there was another circumstance in Texas where a woman's life was in danger, the baby is in danger, and so you're going to not save either one of them, not allow an abortion. The governor of Texas is suing the federal government because the feds have said doctors need to provide abortions for people in these circumstances, and the governor of Texas says no. And so people's lives are in danger.
Yeah, well, that's a part of the abortion debate. The story about the 10-year-old is probably the highest profile story in the abortion situation, because it's not only is it bringing up the question of whether, you know, a rape situation should be taken into account in terms of abortion or health situations, but this whole thing about going across state lines, there's a tremendous amount of struggle going on between states right now, to as evidenced by the Texas situation and the Ohio-Indiana situation, as to whether or not women should have the right to be able to go to another state to have an abortion.
Amazing.
And that's the big issue this week.
Isn't it amazing? You have these conversations. I think I may have asked you this, so I always ask you what you and your wife talk about with regard to these things, and you and the staff. It's your job to monitor all of this stuff, but in, you know, the comfort of a meal at home or wherever it is, these conversations come up, and do you like to talk about the things that sort of are from work, or do you leave work and work?
Well, I mean, we don't leave work because we live in this world. This is our these topics are the world in which we live, as opposed to them being part of our work world. That's really funny that you bring that up. Some talk show hosts actually think that current events are there to provide them with material.
All right, 21 after the hour.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from Jury Duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
This is your captain speaking. You better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I noticed my passport was due to expire, so I went to Staples. I got a passport photo in 10 minutes, so we're good to go.
Now at Staples, get 20% off travel products when you purchase a passport photo. Get travel ready at Staples, your one-stop travel prep destination.
Hey, let me tell you about another time that Staples saved my caboose. That all started back.
N731, in-store only. Excludes Instacart orders, certain products, services, and technology. See staplesconnect.com/services/travel for details.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
With Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, the overview of the top stories of the week. Gee, Big Brother didn't make it in this week. I'm sort of surprised.
Big Brother?
Big Brother, the television. Remember the old group Big Brother and the Holding Company? I always wondered whether that was...
Joplin's band.
Yeah. Right. But the term Big Brother, do you remember? I'm trying to search back in my mind.
Orwell. Big Brother comes from George Orwell's 1984. Big Brother is the government, the nanny state, the surveillance state, the police state, collectively called Big Brother. And we do have a Big Brother situation today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we sure do.
Especially with the diminishment of privacy that's coming at us from all sides. As a matter of fact, I've always said the most important thing for freedom and democracy and Americanism is the First Amendment. I still believe that. However, I have subsequently come to believe that privacy is one of the major parts of that foundation. That if you lose privacy, even if you have the First Amendment, it doesn't help. Because if anybody has access to your personal information on every level, the way it's happening, you can't be free.
No, and so that's part of what's compromising our entire country. Too many, and it's, you can look at, we point the fickle finger of fate, the blame game is played, social media, all these devices. Okay, so the cat's out of the bag, if you will, now, and everybody has Facebook, everybody's got Instagram, everybody's got Twitter, and they're all looking to see what other people are saying about the nonsense of the day, and mostly the nonsense. I just read a survey of it was 11%. Hold on just a second. Let me see. This is something I wanted to bring up with you anyway. There's a Gallup survey of the confidence Americans have in their institutions. And it this week reveals a decline in the ratings for TV news, with only 11% of the respondents, and there were 2,000 people surveyed for this, which is a pretty good sampling. 11%, Michael, of respondents expressed a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in TV news. 11% say that they think the TV news is swell. That's 5 percentage points off from last year. And Congress is the only organization that's less, 7% confidence level there. And so all of this hoopla that we talk about here on our program is because of, I guess, the different points of view and the different ways things are presented. These things, are we talking to a smaller group of people just tuning us out because they don't believe? You know, some people think, because this, we talk about news, this is the News Talk survey, News Talk, the chart, the countdown is about News Talk radio. So if only 11% of the people that think that the news media has got something going, are, should we be doing, should we call this the social media countdown?
I don't know. You mentioned, you're crossing a lot of boundaries there. At first you said that it was 11% have confidence in TV news. That's a very different thing than the News Talk radio. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, some of them may have some confidence in it. I mean, 11%, it's not a complete picture. And also, as far as audiences being diminished, that's because of fractionalization due to so many channels. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as a mainstream media anymore. It's all fractionalized media. Even the big, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS, the alphabet soup media that we used to think in the 20th century was the backbone of American communications, they no longer have the same audience shares because there are so many other places to get information. And social media is a major part of how people communicate today.
It's amazing. The poll also shows that large tech companies rank higher than TV news. 26% said the tech companies, the social media, are better than the regular news media. 28 past the hour.
Oh, I'm trying to unclog these gutters.
That's smart. I had water damage from my gutters last year.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAVE for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code SAVE. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAVE for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code SAVE for a $5 bonus.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With inflation continuing to be a disaster to the American people, Federal Reserve officials have indicated they are likely to raise interest rates by 0.75 percentage point later this month. That's for the second straight meeting. The policymakers will meet on the 26th and the 27th of this month. A shooting in a mall in Greenwood, Indiana last night took four lives, including the suspected gunman, who police say was shot by an armed citizen almost immediately when he began firing in the food court. Greenwood Police Chief Jim Eisen.
It appears that a good Samaritan that was armed observed the shooting in progress and shot the shooter.
Four people died after two single-engine planes crashed into each other at the North Las Vegas airport on Sunday. One plane was landing, one was ready to take off. Two people were on board each plane. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
NASA and the Russians have announced continued cooperation. NASA astronauts will go back to riding Russian rockets under an agreement announced Friday, and Russian cosmonauts will get rides to the International Space Station with SpaceX beginning this fall. U.S. astronaut Frank Rubio will launch to the space station from Kazakhstan with two Russians in September. The agreement ensures that the space station will always have at least one American and one Russian on board to keep the ISS running smoothly. After President Biden's Middle East trip last week, Saudi Arabian officials and the Biden administration sound more like divorce lawyers than problem solvers. With the president returning empty-handed, Oklahoma Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen on Newsmax.
He messes up on saying it's to honor the Holocaust instead of talking about the horror of the Holocaust. He messes up when he's trying to pronounce the tent, the building. He goes out and he fist bumps the Prince of Saudi Arabia. Seriously? I mean, I didn't know we were pals and buddies like that.
Yeah.
And then he comes out, and the White House comes out, Mike, and says that Saudi Arabia is going to increase production. And then the Saudi prince comes out and goes, well, actually, no, because 13 million barrels per day is a cap, which, duh, they're going to keep the prices as high as they can get. It doesn't make any sense. This administration is honestly a disgrace.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with the purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store, and 72 in-store only.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAVE for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code SAVE. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAVE for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code SAVE for a $5 bonus.
We're back in the saddle here. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen with the charts from this second week of July, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael has been doing this with me for decades, and it still feels fresh. It feels important. It feels like we are in the know, and the people who are listening are in the know as well. I can remember an old radio show, the host of the program would say, in the know and on the go on the Blankety Blank Show. And even though that's corny, it is kind of kind of where we are.
I like wordplay. I've always enjoyed the old DJs and the just DJs. It's ministers, all kinds of people who are in the talking game have wonderful wordplay. Sometimes it's corny, but sometimes it's only corny based upon the time period. When it's new, it's not corny. And but I like wordplay. The stacks of wax.
Oh, God, yes. Moldy, yeah. Oldie, goody, goldies from our rusty rack of wrinkled records.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, right. So, but yet, the fascination that I have by listening to really good conversation on the air, remember, we risk having the audience tune out a little bit when we talk about some of these older guys that did the great. I remember Gene Burns, who was a great radio host in Boston and down in Florida, New York City, did a national show. He talked, I remember one night, he talked about why German vehicles had textured camouflage during World War II, and he made an hour out of it. Now, why am I thinking about that now? I haven't the slightest idea. But there are still some guys around that can paint those pictures. John Batchelor comes to mind. And there are a lot of good hosts. I think once in a while, when we're having fun doing this, we kind of bring up stuff that nobody else is talking about. And yet it's interesting. You can make an interesting conversation out of almost anything. If you
my philosophy is to try to make it a meaningful listening experience for the audience, as opposed to just, for my own entertainment. I advise other people who are in commentary or in announcing or newscasting or whatever it is, try to bring something to the table. They call it in modern jargon a takeaway. Give them something that they can use, something that will make their life better or provide them with some entertainment or information or, ideally both. But not just to blabber for the sake of blabbering. That's not
okay. So here's an example of that. Can I call on another example?
You can do whatever you want. It's your show.
No, it's our show. It's you and me. Somebody called and was talking about Tom Selleck, who was promoting reverse mortgages. And are these really, because they have kind of a bad, they kind of have a bad rap attached to them. And whether or not it was a good idea to get reverse mortgages was the conversation.
If I could jump in real fast, another thing that has a bad rap are aging actors being signed up to endorse commercials for reverse mortgages.
Yeah.
That's a meme unto itself.
Yes, it is. No. Well, Alex Trebek did one. Tom Selleck did one. Ed McMahon did one, I remember. I'm trying to think of some of the other people that have done them. And the question you bring up is, do they still have credibility when they sell something that's controversial like that? And do the people that hire them because they have credibility and they want to give more credibility to the product that they're selling because the product doesn't have credibility?
Well, that's the whole endorsement thing. That's why they have celebrity endorsements, is to give credibility to a product because somebody famous that you've heard of is telling you it's okay. Yeah. And especially something that's geared to older people, such as a reverse mortgage, when you see an actor or an actress or some figure that you've known over the years, you tend to think of them as a friend and somebody you can depend on. but it's not necessarily the case.
No. All right. So anyway, I had a good conversation about how this really worked, the equity in your home and how it worked. It just was a good conversation helping people. It's actually Dave Ramsey, who does a fabulous show, Helping People. That's where I heard that. Isn't he? He's number 3 on the Hot 100, I think, now, isn't he? Or 2?
Number 2. Or is he?
Number 2, yeah, there you go.
Number 3, but somebody moved aside by the name of Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, somebody moved aside, all right. Assumed room temperature. Remember when he used to use that phrase all the time? God love him. Okay, number 5 on our list is COVID. So here's the confusion. Dr. Fauci this week was quoted as saying that the vaccines may not have done their job, or something, I'm paraphrasing, but something pretty close to that. After all these months of people being told to get the vaccines, and if you don't, you're going to put yourself in danger. He said there may be something in the vaccine. It sounded like he doesn't really know. He was the spokesperson. He was kind of like the Ed McMahon of getting the shots. All right, he's supposedly credible because he runs that division, and yada yada. The right love to rip him apart because he had, you know, there are some legitimate concerns about who this guy really is and what his shtick really is all about. But I thought it was pretty bold to have what we all were told was the conclusive way to not die of COVID is to get the shot. Well, okay, now maybe that's not 100% true. So here we are going around in that spin.
It might have been true, but, you know, COVID has a mind of its own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think it's fair to blame the doctors and blame the medical industry and blame the pharmaceuticals completely. It's not
maybe a little.
Well, to a certain degree, yes. But all I'm saying is that we're still not out of the woods. We don't fully understand the nature of what it is we're dealing with, and it's very disturbing. But it shouldn't be a matter of pointing fingers and blaming. It should be a matter of just understanding that this is something, you know, you and I were talking recently about that the questions of the universe are bigger than, you know, what we know. And,
yeah.
And we'll talk more about that later. But the fact of the matter is we don't know a lot. And we have to take it one step at a time. So I think all the finger pointing about the vaccines and Fauci is not productive. I don't think he, you know, people say he's evil and that he's part of plots. I don't think that's the case. I think he's just a human being like anybody else, trying to do the best he can. And maybe I'm naive.
No, I don't think so. I don't think anybody that does this for as long as we've done it is naive. Maybe we give the benefit of the doubt. Earlier in the week, there was a lot of speculation about Boris Johnson because he is leaving the prime ministership, and the way that we in America are so concerned about what goes on in England. Well, I'll tell you something. If you go to England, the people in England are very concerned about what's going on in America. As a matter of fact, some of the talk radio people over there spend most of their time not talking about what's going on in England, but they're talking about what's going on in America.
Well,
which,
you know, when America gets a cold, everybody sneezes.
Yeah.
It's fascinating how foreign commentators, news people, and everyday people seem to know more about what's going on in the United States than the Americans do.
Mm-hmm. By the way, the other place that I find in my travels that gives you the same sort of toot is Israel. When you go to Israel, you find out. I find. Remember when you and I went? We went a couple of times, actually. We went kind of by ourselves the second time. But when you go over there, you find, at least this was my experience, you find out more about what's going on in America sometimes in these foreign lands than we find out here. There seems to be more, am I saying it correctly?
Yeah, you are. I think it's very important, based on what you're saying, that Americans who really want to be in the know read international press, mm-hmm. that they don't just consume American news. Find out what the BBC says. Find out what the press in France and Spain and all around the world, what they're saying, because there are different angles on what's happening in America. And so much of the American media is based upon what sells. In other words, what do people want to hear? What do people want to read? What is their mindset? What is the ideology? And we'll serve up red meat to make them happy. We'll target audiences based on their preconceived notions and give them what they want.
Well, isn't that their job? That's the way they get people to listen, and they sell advertising to help people in their businesses. That's our job.
It's a problem. It's a problem.
It is a problem.
It's a huge problem. and it's something that we have to wrestle with. Otherwise, everything will be fake news. Everything will be manipulation. Mm-hmm. And we'll be in the dark. And yet, it's a better system. A commercial media is a better system than the government or some tribunal or board making the decision as to what's right and wrong. And what's true and false. So we're caught between a rock and a hard place. If you commercialize it, well, then the money rules, and people target audiences based on, you know, clickbait and all that. And if you try to create some type of a standard by which, you know, truth is important, you wind up with an authoritarian state. It ain't easy to be a human being, Doug.
No, that's for sure, man. All right, so shall I endorse a product?
Yeah, go for it.
Let's take a moment for me to endorse a product that I've used for 5 years. They've been on my various programs. Calitrin, the weight loss formula that is stimulant-free, completely drug-free, and works 86% of the time. That's why they're still in business, because the product works. And you don't have to go on a crash diet and exercise stuff. And all these people that take drugs to lose weight, or they go in and they have their belly carved up by some guy with a knife that is looking for a bottle of fat. Have you ever seen, by the way, the results of people who have one of those lip, what do they call it, liposuction? That's it. Yeah. Have you seen the quart? I saw this once, a quart bottle filled with yellow fat, and that was what they took out of the gut of this woman. And I think to myself, ooh. But that's what you got in your body if you're not losing. And if you want to lose and keep it off, that's the Calitrin method. Toploss.com is their website. I don't need to endorse it. You go to the website, you look at hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who have had the experience with Calitrin and how it's worked. Take their word for it. You don't have to take my word for it. Made in the USA, certified by the FDA. Help yourself to Calitrin's way to lose weight. More importantly, to keep it off. When you check out at toploss.com, use the code Doug for free shipping. Also, for the great deal that they have going on this month, you buy any number of units and you get the exact same number of units that don't cost you anything. So, two for the price of one, to help you on your way to being healthy forever and ever. Calitrin at toploss.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for a visit from the star of the show. You probably don't remember this, Elizabeth. There was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be? Thanks, kid. Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833-TOP.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extended attention, please. This is our moment together, Chuck and I. We've had this bromance going on for almost 30 years. We love each other's company. We enjoy sharing time on the air. Chucker knows more about movies than any critic that I've ever come across, and that's why he's been here for as long as he has. And he knows how to deal with me and put up with me and throw things at the wall. It's good. It's very helpful, and I'm happy you're here. Okay. So that you just played that. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee. That's not from a church service, is it?
No, it's an ode to joy, Beethoven. They used that in the original 1988 action film Die Hard, which was released this day in theaters July 15th, 1988. I remember going, let me just preface, I think, I still say, I've said this many times on this show, Die Hard is the greatest pure action movie ever produced. It was based on a novel called Nothing Lasts Forever, which is the main storyline in the film, where they have broken marriage reuniting through a circumstance of peril between Bruce Willis's John McClane and his wife, played by Bonnie Bedelia. So it was basically a sequel. The novel was a sequel to a Frank Sinatra movie called The Detective.
Oh,
and the author who wrote this novel, Nothing Lasts Forever, was actually sitting in a movie theater in 1974 watching Irwin Allen's The Towering Inferno and got the idea to place his story in a high-rise building where terrorists take over. Alan Rickman was cast as the villain, Hans Gruber. He was a theater actor, never did a motion picture, was amazing in that movie, one of the greatest villains of all time. Bruce Willis was primarily doing the TV show Moonlight, and he was not even close to the first actor they thought about for John McClane. They really, it was a vehicle originally for, I believe, Arnold Schwarzenegger. They asked Stallone, then they went to a whole bunch of actors like Richard Gere, and down the list, Mel Gibson, Holly. They all passed, and then they picked Bruce Willis, who turned out to be an absolutely perfect marriage for the role of John McClane. I love this film. I remember seeing it at the Kings Plaza Multiplex on a Friday afternoon by myself, I think 4 o'clock show. And halfway through this movie, I said something to myself, Doug, that I rarely ever say on a first viewing in a movie theater. I said to myself, this movie is a classic and or will become a classic. And I remember going to see this film about 7 straight weekends after that. That's how much I liked this film. With an audience, it was a great event. Movie grossed around like $85 million in '88, which was considered a hit, not a massive hit, but a hit. But this movie generationally is extremely popular and spawned a really successful franchise. I like all the Die Hards except the last one, which I hate. Good Day to Die Hard, I think it's a bad film. But other than that, I like the first 4 very much.
All right, looking at the Top Gun stats here, Chucker.
Yeah.
Maverick has gone past the Titanic as the highest grossing
movie. I saw that.
Domestically. Isn't that amazing?
Well, I got to tell you, I still say if somebody would have told me that Top Gun Maverick would be as successful financially as it is, I wouldn't have believed it. Because I thought, okay, you know, a sequel to Top Gun 30-something years later in a post-COVID environment, yeah, I mean, it'll do all right, but I never thought it would have this type of success and radiate with the public on this level.
It adds to the concept that we've all been talking about this, how people really want to go to the movies and how these nutbirds with the streaming services are shooting themselves in the foot by having all these great movies and actors and actresses do things for a limited audience. It's crazy.
Hey, I'm going to bounce. I'm glad you said that. I'm going to bounce into this one. There's this movie called The Gray Man, right? Now, it's a $200 million movie with Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans. It's going to premiere on Netflix. Netflix is a Netflix movie next Friday. But quietly, Netflix has put this movie into 450 screens yesterday, last night, with no marketing campaign, no fanfare. I had a buddy of mine went to the Multiplex here in Strasbourg and watched it. Thought it was an excellent movie. He said it was a terrific film. Great action, really compelling. He liked it a lot. Now, the reviews are somewhat split or mixed. But here's the question. I just find it amazing that Netflix could spend $200 million on a big action movie and then dump it into theaters quietly with no marketing campaign, and then put it on Netflix next Friday.
You gotta wonder what
it seems perplexing
really
to me. I don't
thinking.
Get it. I don't understand that model.
I'm with you on that one, 100%.
Yeah.
They're interesting. The two guys are around Massachusetts doing promotion for it and giving away stuff. I thought it was pretty interesting. All right, well, we'll see how it shakes out on Monday. Thank you, Chucker. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.